May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1016. God of my life, thy gracious power through varied deaths my soul has led, oft turned aside the fatal hour, or lifted up my sinking head. Hymn 1016.
Holy Word of God, two portions, the first being the fifth chapter of Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, and then the 55th chapter of Isaiah, the first portion, the fifth chapter of Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, therefore, because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Saviour of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also hath loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. And Isaiah chapter 55. Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. May the Lord bless us the reading of those portions of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, thou hast spared us even to this, the Sabbath evening hour. We're still upon praying ground, and the door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. And we might be found even this night, truly hungering and thirsting after thee, and after thy righteousness. O Lord, Do work mightily in our hearts, we plead. Lord, thou knowest how we felt burdened this morning. No, Lord, our mind goes back to the time when we were found in the pew for many years. And, O Lord, we had no more concern than to watch the clock and long for the time to go. Our heart, while we're in thy court and with shame we confess it, was going hither and thither in the things of the world. And yet, O Lord, thou didst not cut us off, nor deal with us according to our sins. But there was a time appointed that came. It was a thus far thou shalt go, and no further. No, Lord, then, how long we try to patch up our own inglorious righteousness. How far we went. No, Lord, what a mercy it was that it does not take us from time to eternity then. For we would have been seen exactly as we were. We would have been no more than that whited sepulchre all foul within. And, O Lord, truly we would have been as that fig tree. Perhaps may have had a goodly appearance. But no fruit found upon the boughs. That goodly appearance, but barren, and in that way lifeless and dead. No fruits meet for repentance. And yet that is not leave us there. Blessed be thy holy name. Thou didst strip us of any fancied meatness. And, Lord, if there are those here that have, they seek to patch up their own inglorious righteousness, thou prove like this one. We prove that as we patched it up, the rents grew worse. And yet there was still a striving to patch it up. To mend the rents, and yet they became worse. And what a mercy. We quoted it this morning, I do believe. Till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. And, O Lord, if there are such found in thy courts, and there's been even that this morning, thou hast put forth thy hand. Thou hast arrested them in the path. They've been brought to see that all what they possess is but that a sandy foundation. It will not do in that dying hour. It will prove to be what it is, and the building will fall. But, Lord, do lift up out of the miry clay, and set their feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Lord, do lead them to thyself. That rock that is higher than I, that sure foundation. For, Lord, as we have felt upon our spirit this morning, truly we each fast hasten on, and perhaps when we are younger in years, put those thoughts to one side, for we have a strength and sufficiency. But, O Lord, some of us we prove, have we not? Thou hast weakened our strength in the way. Thou wilt have thy people to be found leaning upon the arm of their beloved, coming up out of the wilderness. And so, O Lord, may it please thee, leave none to be found wanting in that day, leaning upon any other. Leave them not to be found leaning upon the arm of flesh. Lord, to open the eyes, we plead. unstop the deaf ears. And, O Lord, manifest thyself to them as the one that is needful. For I without him perish must. And that perishing, what is it but eternal death? That place where the worm dieth not, where the flame is not quenched. But to be found in Christ as a son or a daughter by blessed adoption, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. And so, Lord, will it not be unto that poor sinner in that day? Amongst that numerous company that are gathered round the throne of God in heaven now, that sing the worthy praise of the Lamb, they shall be found there. And they shall see that one whom their soul loveth. They will see thee all glorious then, without a veil between. Do we not see thee through the lattice of the gospel? But all is of that desire, Lord, may it be our desire, each one's desire. That desire here below, sir, we would see Jesus. But that desire, that when that time comes, that we may see thee, that one that has promised, that we read in thy word, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you, and I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. We shall then see our altogether lovely, that one whom was life last, it shall be that one whom our soul desires. That soul, the living soul desires, may it be so. And so, Lord, do quicken the dead, we plead. And Lord, those that are seeking to patch up their own inglorious righteousness, Lord, do strip off from them that filthy rag. And may they be clothed upon with thy righteousness, that seamless robe which thou hast wrought from in eternity past is wrought, that neither a spot or a shadow of a spot upon the soul be found. O Lord, do then wash us each, we plead. May that be our earnest desire. Wash me and make me white in the blood of the Lamb. May be found amongst those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For it is thy precious blood, that sin-atoning blood that can cleanse from all sin and all iniquity. And even this evening hour, the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. And, O Lord, but we prove again and again, do we not? Some of us, we've been those years in the way now. But we mourn over what we feel. We mourn over our bubblings up of the old nature. We mourn over it doesn't take much to turn our eyes aside. Have fresh contracted guilt. And we have to come, do we not, like the psalmist David. Create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within. And we have to flee again and again, looking to Christ, raised high upon the gospel pole. We have to flee again and again to that fountain, home for all sin and uncleanness. But what a mercy it is we read concerning that river of thy grace, of thy mercy. We read, there is a sufficiency there. That sufficiency. We read concerning that river. It is not just to the ankles or to the calves or to the loins, but waters to swim in, waters that cannot be passed over. And so, Lord, do plunge us each, we plead, even this poor one, Lord, we feel to need it. Plunge us in that crimson ocean. And wash us every whit and make us clean. And, O Lord, we have to come like the apostle of old, O wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, that good hope through grace. And oh, what a mercy it is. Oh, and sometimes we prove it again and again. There is a sufficiency there. In all our backslidings, all our turnings aside. And as the hymn writer put it, oh, rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still. But since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfil. Ah, loved eternally, bought with a price, his own heart's blood. Ah, these things melt our hearts, are they not? Ah, the names of thy people, are they not engraven upon the palms of thy hands? They're ever before thee. And, O Lord, each one in their various paths and trials and tribulations, oh, we think upon that one that's borne them all the days of old, that great shepherd and bishop of our souls, that truly has done, borne them all the days of old, and will bear them, and carry them through, and bring them unto their desired haven. And so, Lord, do remember each one, and once again we have plead for those the babes in arms and those very young ones amongst us here. And, O Lord, may it please us work in their hearts whilst young in years, like Samuel of old, brought to know the voice of the Lord their God, even as a child. And so, O Lord, do work mighty in their hearts, we plead. The tender fear of the Lord. May they be enabled, O Lord, in whilst young years, to call upon thee in a time of trouble. May they, whilst young in years, be brought to that place they prove like we trust we've proved. Some of us, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Lord, do then remember the dear young ones. Lord, do bless that which is taught unto them in the Sabbath school. Lord, thou knowest that burden that lays upon one another as they seek to do these things. Oh, may it be attended by thy almighty power. Lord, do break up the hard ground of their hearts if it could please thee. That whilst in their young childhood it might be that seed which falls upon good ground, that which is prepared of thee. And so, Lord, do grant those encouragements as they seek to do these things. Lord, thou knowest, truly is it not a burden and an exercise? And Lord, with the older ones also, as we spoke to them, Lord, we did it in what we felt to be a feeble way. But Lord, we trust it is that which thou hast taught us and shown us. We've truly, as we've handled and tasted and felt of the word of life, we've proved that thou art, it's not theory. It's not just imagination. It is that which is more than notion, something known and felt. Lord, may they prove it also. May they prove it so, Lord, do reveal thyself to them in the midst of life's pathway. Reveal thyself to them as that one who's able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. And, O Lord, as they go on into life, Lord, thou knowest the concerns they have, those things which are perhaps before them, those prospects and those things which they seek for. Lord, do enable them to cast their cares upon thee, and may they prove that thou art able to open doors where they seem to be shut, and thou art able to make those mountains flow down at thy presence, that those impossibilities, that they may prove that thou art those things which seem to be impossible, thou art able to do it for them. But, O Lord, also make them submissive to thy will. Lord, make us each submissive to thy will. May they be able to say, thy will be done. Oh, they may plead for these things, but they may plead in these things, but thy will be done.
make us submissive to thy will. But, O Lord, do encourage them in the way. Encourage them to cast their burdens upon thee. May they prove like thy words declares, for he careth for you. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead. Ah, thou knowest what is before them. Thou knowest those things which might perhaps seem to be great burdens indeed. And perhaps are those that have risen up against them. They see that which is in them, which as they prove as they go on into life, that the world hates those things. They hate those things which they see in thy people. And Lord, we especially think upon the young. But, O Lord, may they prove like Daniel in those times when perhaps they've opened their mouths against them. They feel those round about them have opened their mouths against them, that they are able to shut their mouths. That it is shut the mouths of lions. And so, O Lord, do remember them, we plead. And remember once again the parents and all that concerns them in life's journey. Lord, uphold them as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And, O Lord, do grant them wisdom and knowledge and understanding. But, Lord, remember any then those in the midst of life. The heat and burden of the day is, this day fast hastens on. And perhaps there are those things which are before them in the coming days, if spared. And, O Lord, they seem to be truly, as it were, more than they can manage. They seem to be such heavy burdens to bear. But, O Lord, do appear for them. Make a way where there seems to be no way. And, O Lord, do take them by the hand and lead them. May they prove that in those darksome paths, like those two upon the Emmaus road, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And so, O Lord, do undertake for them, manage all by the way unto the end. Lord, remember those in the even time of life. Lord, thou knowest all that concerns them there. Perhaps they feel at times the grasshopper becomes a burden. They feel at times a mud-walled cottage shake. Ah, truly heart and flesh begins to fail. Oh, Lord, may they continue to prove the God of Jeshurun, who rideth on the heaven in thy help, those everlasting arms underneath them, that one that perhaps amidst the sore battles of the way, and they feel wearied with the journey, they may yet prove the battle is not yours but God's. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead. And, O Lord, do grant them those tokens for good, those tokens of thy special care, that thou was once again, Lord, perhaps even this day, they may prove a little dew upon their branch, a little of the former and the latter rain in his season. And so, Lord, do remember them. Remember any in affliction, any with a particular trial, a dark path, a thing hard to be understood, perhaps a very singular path that they feel no one else knows. Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest. Their path is known to thee. May they prove it to be so. And like Job of old, when what a dark path it was he walked in, but he had, been able to say by faith, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And so, Lord, do draw near unto them, we plead, and they may yet prove, Lord, that at evening time it shall be light. Lord, we've known what days of darkness have been. We know the temptations of the adversary in the midst of those days of darkness, in trials, in affliction. And it seemed to this poor one at that time that there would be no end, that there would be a very sad outcome even at the end when it should come. What insinuations the adversary stirred up within, and what thoughts he put into the very mind, troubled and tried us and pressed us sore, and when we felt unable to go on any more, Thou didst speak the word. Speak the word only, Lord, we plead unto them. The battle is not yours but God's. And we saw, there was deliverance to be. We saw it afar off, but it came. It strengthened us in the way. May it please thee. That thou, when thou dost speak the word, the trouble may not come to an end, but it strengthens the weak hands and confirms the feeble knees. Lord, thou knowest them. We plead for them. And anything that we failed to speak of this day, Lord, thou knowest. Perhaps they feel, it is never mentioned. Such is the peculiarity of it. Something which they bear within. It is a heavy burden unto them, and they cry and groan under it. Perhaps they see others rejoicing, and yet they feel, they see them, they go up to the house of God and keep holy day, and yet they groan being burdened. It is a very tried and a peculiar path to them. But Lord, may they prove this amongst those all things, the all things that work together for good, to them that love God, to those that are called according to his eternal purpose. Those things which seem quite contrary to their natural feelings, quite contrary to the, it seems like crooks in the lot, cross provinces and cross purposes, and it seems to aggravate the things that aggravate their woe. But O Lord, those all things, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And so, Lord, remember each one in their various paths. And, O Lord, perhaps there are those that are unable to be found in thy courts this day. Lord, go to them where they are. Perhaps age and infirmity prevents them from now being found in thy courts. Lord, whether it is here or elsewhere, Lord, go to them where they are. Make their bed, make that place of their abode a Bethel unto them. And, O Lord, once again, remember those that mourn. Comfort them, we plead. Oh, Lord, do draw near, make up the breaches for them, sanctify the path, and, O Lord, may it in these things as we spake this morning, may there be that stirring up that make us ready for that day. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face, for thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God, as a son or a daughter by blessed adoption, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. So, Lord, we plead to condescend even this night. Make one in our midst, come down to feast us upon thee, Lord, that we might be fed with those dainties which angels have, and with that living bread, Lord, that crumb of mercy, a sip from the well of salvation. Lord, we read in thy word, when thou wast here upon the earth, thou didst condescend to eat with publicans and sinners. Lord, do condescend to eat with us, even break the bread of life, and satisfy us with thy goodness, and send an empty away, we plead. And, O Lord, we would now fall into thy hands. Lord, only thou canst do us any good. Lord, pour into this poor one that we may pour out. And, O Lord, do grant the hearing ears and the hearts of understanding, we plead. But, O Lord, there might be that which remains, that we can take home that which we've gathered from amongst the sheaves, or even those hands for a purpose thou hast commanded to fall, let fall. There might be that which we can beat out, and that might yet redound to thine honour and thy glory, that thy name should have all the praise, that it might yet be that which thou wrought in the heart of one or another, by thy grace, where that is calls out one, oh, that has opened their mouth. That has bring them into the liberty of the gospel, and they have to tell out to sinners round. What a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood, and say, behold the way to God. O Lord, do then help us now, we plead. Favour us each together. O Lord, do then pardon and forgive our many sins, our failings and our shortcomings. We plead for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 812. Whene'er I make some sudden stop, for many such I make, and cannot see the cloud cleared up, nor know which path to take, I to my Saviour speed my way to tell my dubious state, then listen what the Lord will say, and hope to follow that. Hymn 812.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help as we return to the word that we trust has rested upon our spirit for the evening hour will be found in Ephesians and chapter 5 and the 14th verse. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. As we try to speak this morning from those solemn words which seem to burden us during the past days, well, most of the week, which were found in the Matthew's Gospel in the 21st chapter and the 19th verse, just those few words there, but leaves only. But we read the whole verse, and I'll read it again. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth, and henceforth and forever. And presently the fig tree withered away, but leaves only. As we tried to speak, there's that reminder, and there's been those reminders to each one of us that that day is approaching. And none of us know that day or the hour when the bridegroom shall appear. And if we're found amongst those foolish virgins, we shall be like this, leaves only. May have that goodly appearance and dress the same with those lamps as they had them and those vessels. But when that time came, their lamps went out and they'd got no more oil in the vessel to replenish the lamp. And yet on the outward appearance as we spoke this morning, the outward appearance, if we should be found in that day when the bridegroom shall appear, without that oil, it will be so, leaves only, no fruit. No fruit, no fruits meet for repentance, and there not being those fruits be seen upon the bough. We read, do we not, concerning the Lord's people, by their fruits ye shall know them. And so it is by the world also upon their boughs, is it not, grow those cankered fruits, those that are, they are, if we can put it in that way, nothing but sin and evil, and shall come to that eternal death also with them. But are those fruits which are eternal, which are by Christ formed in the heart, the hope of glory, they are fruits that were not just for time but for eternity, and truly it is so, by their fruits ye shall know them. And as we tried to speak this morning, then we felt it upon our spirit that we should have to speak thus, because as we're sent forth upon the walls of Zion, it truly becomes us to speak all that the Lord gives us to speak. To diminish not a word, nor to fear the frowns of men, nor court their smiles. But and at times we tremble at such words to bring, for it seems there is no comfort in them. But unless there is a cutting down, unless there is a digging about, unless there is a hard pruning, have we not proved, some of us, my father used to have a fruit farm for a number of years. Without the pruning, what poor cankered fruit you end up with. Poor little misshapen fruits, but when there's a hard pruning, there is a nought, perhaps after 1 or 2 years or so, there is the benefit of that seed. It produces, they begin to produce good fruits, fruits of a reasonable size, fruits are that are of a worth, as it were,
to man or beast. But and so it is by grace. There is a needs be, and I feel it so in my own heart, in my own path, a needs be for this poor one. And is it not at times when when the Lord deals with us in chastisement? It is that digging about, it is that hard pruning, that cutting back. Ah, what dead growth begins to, well, not dead growth, but unwanted growth begins to spring up. And we cry like, we fairly feel like the apostle of old, oh, wretched man that I am. But there, what a mercy it is, I thank God, as he was enabled to say, I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. Or as what the word says, Jesus Christ our Lord. There are, and so it will be with you and I. We at times we will kiss that rod that comes upon us. We will be able to so do, for we will come like one. Before as afflicted I went astray. Before as afflicted I went astray. And so it was with this poor sinner here. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Ah, I was that one that, as we try to speak, it led my mind to those beans that I grew those years ago. What goodly beans they were. And yet every pod was empty. Those goodly pods of a good size, each one, nothing in them. So, this poor sinner, those years, I believe the Lord had begun that good work, but there was a going about to patch up my own inglorious righteousness. There was so it was, even to the point where, come not nigh me, for I'm holier than thou. But there was no fruit, upon the belt, no fruit meets repentance. And there was no fruit. As we tried to read that portion, there was one or two portions upon my mind to read this night concerning those fruits be found. Is it not that, as we spoke this morning, that love to the brethren, that unfeigned love to the brethren? And yet, when there were those that spoke of those things which they proved of their God, we felt, we knew nothing of it. In some ways we didn't want to be led into such a path. It seemed such a difficult path, a tried path. Yet what a mercy it was when the Lord did do it. When the Lord did take us in hand. And by this poor one, it was led in such a way where we had to undergo that in our own body. But it was that digging about and dunging, that cutting back of all that which is of self and bringing it to nothing. But then we trust there is that fruit to be found. Oh, may it please the Lord that this poor one, there might be more fruit. There's a need to be continually, as a gardener knows, or those that have to do with plants, as a continual need, year in, year out, without fail. To keep those plants in check, otherwise suckers grow up and all manner of unwanted growth. And as a needs be to keep, and what a mercy it is, that one, that great shepherd and bishop of our souls, that one that, truly does for us, and I trust in my own path, has been that wrought there which we cannot do of ourselves. We prove we cannot, we prove that in our own self, the more we strive against sin's power, we sin and stumble but the more, and so it is continually all the way through our lives. But that needs be a cutting back and a pruning and digging about and dunging. But those fruits then following, if there's no fruit to be found in our bough, if we're still of the earth, earthy, and there's nothing of the Spirit, well, we're that one that we tried to speak this morning. There is a time when it shall be cut down and burnt up. There'll be a time when it will be cut down, and my mind also went to
a portion, if I can find it, at the beginning of the third chapter in Matthew's Gospel. But we read there, and it also seemed to rest upon my spirit, even concerning what we read there. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, this was John speaking, John the Baptist, concerning John the Baptist, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able to raise up these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And this word, this verse here, and now also the axe is laid to the root, unto the roots of the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. These words then, as we try to speak, and as we tried to speak this morning, we have to speak as commanded, that as we said this morning concerning that in the exercise of the ministry, that is not the blood of those required at our hands, if it should come to that day, and they say, but we're never warned, the servants of the Lord, this servant or that servant, never warned of that that which was to come, the wrath of God upon a sinner. And that that one that has sought to come up some other way, he is but as a thief and a robber. Awake, thou that sleepest. Has it been then awaking? Has it been that awaking? Oh, what a mercy it is, and it should be so. But even those around this place here in Swavesey, that might, by the Spirit, there might be yet an awakening in our day. Those that sleep, they sleep the sleep of death. Sleep the sleep of death, eternal death. But the word here, as we read it this evening, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. I cannot awaken a sleeping sinner, but it is by the power of the Spirit. When the Spirit begins that work in your heart and mind, as it was so, awake thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Has it been an awakening? I have to speak unto myself also. Do I know that? Have I known that awakening? I trust I've known it. But there's a questioning again at times. We cannot always see our title clear to mansions in the sky. Sometimes we are brought into darkness, and we cannot see the light anymore. But we trust when there's the cry arises, does it not? Shine to my soul. Say unto my soul, we long for those words of peace and pardon. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. We long once again for those renewings and refreshings. But that one that's awakened out of that dead sleep, that time appointed. What a mercy it should be unto some poor sinner this day if it's been so. It's that time appointed, I'll meet thee there. It's that time appointed, thus far thou shalt go and no further. Wake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And it is Christ. We spake this morning, I determine not to know anything among you. That is it not the servants of the Lord, as the apostle spake it also? Determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And so we read that portion also this evening. And it is that gracious portion unto a poor sinner awakened out of his that dead sleep, that sleep of death, quickened by the Spirit, brought a cry for mercy, brought with a hungering and thirsting after Christ and his righteousness, which are, as we said, when we were yet dead, we know nothing of these things. Wake, O thou that sleepest. Ah, there must be an awakening. There must be an awakening with myself and each one of us if we are to be found as that one in that day upon the rock Christ Jesus. To be found in that day as those wise virgins with oil in the lamp, the oil of grace in their lamp and in their vessels. There must be an awakening, those that sleep. If there's any fruit to be found in your upon your bowels and mine, there must be that awakening and then that digging about and dunging. Then there shall be that fruit found, but there's that awakening. Awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. As I read that chapter 55, my eye also fell upon the beginning of chapter 53. And as we, the servants of the Lord, and there are those that are now taken from time to eternity that have preached many thousands of sermons throughout their lives as they laboured in his name. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. Does it concern you? Does it concern me? Awake, O thou that sleepest. Who hath believed our report? At the beginning of chapter 53 in Isaiah, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And there will be that, he will reveal himself, and he will bring you to that place where you hunger and thirst. The world without awakening, blessed be his holy name. But as we're servants of the Lord, we have to speak these things as we see them in the word of God. They're left on record for us. But and it's through the word of his grace, when it is sealed by the Spirit upon your heart, and now awake thou that sleepest, is not my word, but the word of the Lord that comes with power into your soul. And it remains, it's that nail in a sure place. It is that sure and certain word of his prophecy. It will be that fruit, it will be that seed which is sown upon good ground. There will be a springing up eventually, and there will be that which is seen in the ear, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. But that which is not of the Spirit, it will be like the seed that falls upon stony ground. It will take. There will be a springing up for a moment, and then when the sun comes up upon it, it will wither and die. But when the Spirit begins that work, and there's that true awakening, and that seed falls upon the good ground, there will be that in time, blessed be his holy name, where that poor sinner, and have not some has proved it so, we've been brought to that place where we had to tell out to sinners round, what a dear Saviour we have found, and point to his redeeming blood, and say, behold the way to God. Christ formed in your heart and mine, and it must be so, the hope of glory. And when there's that telling out, and there's we trust, it must be so with the servants of the Lord, when there's that in their path, they're sent forth upon the walls of Zion, they preach Christ. That which they know, that which they've been brought to prove in their path, in their hearts. Wake thou that sleepest, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And that 55th chapter, ho, everyone that thirsteth. These gracious invitations of the gospel, we know we can't offer them and just say, there it is for you to take. It's not, it's the Spirit. And we seek the Spirit's power upon that which we try to speak even this night. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. So he said, ah, this poor one, I have patched up mine inglorious righteousness for many years. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness, feasting upon Christ. Feasting upon Christ, and some of us, we should sit down around that around the table and remember Christ and his sufferings and his death and his merits for a poor sinner. We trust, we've known the little of that, we've tasted of Christ. We've fed upon him, upon his broken body and upon his shed blood. And it's Christ and Christ alone that can do a poor sinner any good. And it is that knowledge, and all may it please the Spirit, to open to your understanding and your eyes that which Christ hath wrought. You read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah and seek the Lord, that the Lord will open it to your eyes. Poor, hungry and thirsting one, that one that thirsts after Christ and his righteousness. Oh, you plead for it. We read, I believe we quoted it this morning, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not, and you'll prove it so. I've been reading recently, I know I've finished now, but I have done recently, of Bernard Gilpin and his wife and family and those of whom he knew. And there it highlights again that which we want, which is divine reality. Christ revealed. Now, you know, Bernard Gilpin, he was upon the wall. Well, he preached, did he not? But he did not preach that which he'd handled and tasted and felt in the early years. He was one that had a head knowledge without the heart. Didn't have the heart knowledge, he had a head knowledge. But until his wife, I believe it was that wrought in his wife, she had brought to see that there was more, that it had to be more than notion. Something must be known and felt. And it was Christ. Christ made known. Christ made real that which is written by the Spirit in the flesh. He tells your heart of his word, of the word of his grace. And truly it becomes unto that poor sinner his word, the word of Almighty God to a poor trembling worm Jacob. And as Bernard Gilpin, he saw that in his wife, and it caused him much concern. For truly, was it not before in him leaves only? He brought her to that place. Give me Christ, ere I die. This side of eternity. This side of eternity. Give me Christ. Nothing else would do, and he wanted that to be known and felt. He saw it in one, I believe it was, that he went to see, to visit, of his parishioners, who was ill. And I believe he felt that that man, that poor man, he was his teacher. He taught this one that was his, if we can put it that way, that one that was the vicar of that parish. But he was taught by that one that had been brought and led by the Spirit and knew Christ and had Christ in his heart. And he saw in that one something which he had not got himself. He saw then that all what he had was just empty and a vain show. And he is brought to this, ho, everyone that thirsteth. He thirsted after Christ and his righteousness. He saw that one he went to see. There he had been thirsting, and Christ was made known unto him as that one that his soul desired.
And that gave in this Paul, when he went to see his one I said sick, and he saw in that one, where he knew he was coming down to the end of his days, that there was this one's hope, and there was that joy and peace in believing. There was that patient waiting for his Lord to appear. And he couldn't understand it. But the Lord was pleased not to leave him there also. And so as we venture upon the walls, who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. I don't say it in that way like those would do in free will, but may the Spirit so seal this upon your heart. You that have been brought, awakened out of that sleep, crying for mercy. Perhaps you've had to go home at the dinner hour and shut the door upon your closet and cry, God be merciful to me, a sinner. The Lord knows. The Lord has seen. The Lord has purposed it. Incline your ear. Come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. Lord, make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Oh, is that what your soul is? Dear old David of old, when he was brought down to the end of his days. And it's a personal thing, is it not? We may look upon those, perhaps even our own family, and we may, they burden us so, but it comes down to your soul. An eternity which is before you, my soul, an eternity which is before me. And there David is brought down to that place. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure, although he maketh it not to grow. I may not have quoted it quite right, but you know the portion. That everlasting covenant, the sure mercies of David. The sure mercies of David, that's our only grounding of our hope, this side of eternity, when we come down to the swellings of Jordan, if we know nothing of these things. How solemn. If we know nothing of these things, if it's not tasted that, and that fruit of the Spirit wrought in our very soul. It's a solemn place. Cut it down. Cut it down, as we quoted that portion out of Matthew. Now is the axe, also is the axe laid under the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. But we're still upon praying ground. We're still in a gospel day, and that ever-flowing stream, we quoted it this morning. You read it in Ezekiel. More than a sufficiency there for your sinners, poor sinner, a deep-dyed sinner. There is more than a sufficiency for your sins to wash them away. There's more than a sufficiency to, you may be filled to be that very black, very black one. But wash thee, may thee white in the blood of the Lamb. Is that your desire? I trust it's the Lord spake those words unto my soul some years ago. I have washed thee. May thee white in the blood of the Lamb. If you had known what the Spirit as the Spirit shone into my heart, what he revealed there, it would surprise many of you. A great catalogue of sins, and
that would testify against me time and time again. And yet those words, I've washed thee, made thee white in the blood of the Lamb. Incline your ear, come unto me and hear, and your soul shall live, and I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. As we say, we're still upon praying ground. Poor sinner, you're still upon praying ground. Seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. As we said this morning, I believe we quoted it, as a tree falls, so it shall lie. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him, and to our God for he will abundantly pardon. Abundantly. To my mind, that word abundantly doesn't speak of just almost enough. Almost pardon, abundantly pardon. Ah, black but comely. Ah, has it been, can you come with it? Ah, you feel like that black one we read of in the Song of Solomon. Black but comely, draw me and we'll run after thee. And so in that running, in that drawing, when the Lord speaks these portions into your, by these gracious encouragements to you, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Foul, we quoted this morning, we close this morning, the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. But our one hymn also came to my mind this morning, if I can find it. Before we left this morning to come here for the morning service. Dear John Hart, and I believe he knew the burden of a sinner, that burden of his wretched heart. We read, and it came to my mind, hymn 723. And the time is nearly gone, I'll quote it as we close. Come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more. Let not conscience make you linger, nor of fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. This he gives you. 'Tis the Spirit's rising beam. Come, ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all, not the righteous. Sinners Jesus came to call. Ah, may the Lord bless his word, seal it upon the heart, and may it yet redound to his honour and his glory. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £710, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Burgess will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Adrian Pickett. Mr. Chapman will preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Funnell next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 428. Humble souls who seek salvation, through the Lamb's redeeming blood. Hear the voice of revelation. Tread the path that Jesus trod. Flee to him, your only Saviour. In his mighty name confide. In the whole of your behaviour, own him for your sovereign guide. Hymn 428.
Thank you. to bless that which is of thee this day. Lord, thou knowest how we've had to speak. O Lord, thou knowest the need of one another. Thou knowest how may have touched the heart. Ah, and it's been that awakening, that stirring up, that digging about and dunging. And oh, that might yet go on to produce that fruit of the gospel, that ah, that one may yet have to venture in such a way to tell out a few things what thou hast done for their soul. O Lord, thou knowest it. O Lord, the power is thine, the work is thine. Cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And Lord, do take each one to their home in peace and safety now as they leave thy courts. And Lord, remember us as we gather round thy table, those that remain. Favour us there, we plead. Lord, favour us with thy presence. Ah, soften our hearts. We plead then all these things, pleading for Christ's sake. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.